why our major gift and principal gifts program are so important to making this happen on the individual side, and of course our significant relationships with companies and with foundations are critical here as well. Of those 364 top gifts, that's generated over $1.3 billion of our total $2.2 billion to date. In talking about where we are with respect to the remainder of the campaign, you know, we have basically 6 months to go, a little less than that given where we are in July. In our pipeline, that is gifts that we hope and that to close by the end of this campaign, that total is a little over $400 million. If we did close all of those, and of course you never know some serendipitous gifts, but if we closed all of those, we would achieve over $2.6 billion in this campaign. My goal personally is by the time we have our foundations meeting this fall, which is the weekend of September 23rd, 24th, we're going to be celebrating the fact that we've gone over the $2.25 billion, and I think this is a tremendous accomplishment. And I think it's tremendous because one is the campaign really has raised significant monies to support our faculty, our students, and our programs. It's also been pretty significant because in any campaign you're trying to really get more people involved and of course ratchet up the private gift support that comes in from outside sources in the private revenue stream of the university. Where we were in around 2001 before we started the campaign, we were doing about $200 million a year. In the last 5 years we've done over $287.5 million on the average. This, I think, is also significant because we faced what is known as now the Great Recession. We've had significant leadership change at the university. And compared to our peers, we really have been understaffed throughout the entire campaign. The challenge going forward is not being afraid to climb the ladder, going from good to better to actually being the very best. What are we going to need to do? We're going to, I think, continue to have to be very focused on targets. How much do we want to raise? How much can we raise as far as private giving? And we need to use metrics. That is, we need to create realistic, but realistic expectations that stretch us. And we also need to be very accountable as we go forward. We need to increase engagement with our alumni, our friends, with the corporate community, in the foundation community. We need to invest. We need to invest in our fundraising staff, both current and new. I think we can show that our ROI is significant. We also need to work with our deans and our institutional leaders in enhancing their fundraising effectiveness and their effective use of fundraising staff. We need to develop strategies for integrating the functions of development and alumni relations and communications and marketing that will guide and support significant increases in private support. This will require all parties, university administration, campus leadership, leadership of the units, the foundation, the alumni association, to work together in a collegial and consensual way. It will also require this board, along with the foundation's board and the alumni association's board, to work together in giving guidance to the leadership of the university and the foundation and the alumni association to be the very best public university in the nation, if not the world. As you may know, at the urging of this board and the foundation board, President Hogan and I have commissioned an external evaluative study of our development and advancement programs at the university and within the foundation to help us all move to this next level. I'm hoping that that report will be complete sometime middle to late August, and I know you'll be hearing about that. So thank you very much. I think this is a positive thing. I just want to congratulate the president, the chancellors, the deans, all those who participate, who get involved in all of these efforts. I think it's a team effort. As I always say, we're all in this together, and it's always amazing what we can accomplish when you don't have to take all the credit. But that said, thank you very much, and I'll be happy to take any questions.
Any questions for Sid? I just had a reinforcing comment. Sid, I think back to when Brilliant Futures started. I was on your board at that period of time. You're the one consistent player that's been involved in that since the beginning. So compliments specifically to you and to your staff of persevering through all the storm clouds that we've had during that period of time and delivering. It's just a remarkable accomplishment. Thank you again.
Well, thank you. This is as you know, this is a great place, and people really do want to support it. The key thing is full contact sport, and you do have it.
Thanks, Sid. All right. According to my notes, the last two things that I would remind you of, number one, you have in front of you a gray form and a yellow form that are to evaluate each of the things that we've gone through yesterday and today. So I'll remind you to fill out those forms. Secondly, a reminder that the September board meeting is now scheduled for September 9th rather than the 8th, and it's going to be in Urbana rather than Springfield. So hopefully you've got that on your calendars. And also a reminder that the last board meeting of the calendar year is December 2nd, and that one will be at Springfield. All right. Anything else? Is there a motion to adjourn?
Uh-huh.
Moved by Karen. Is it second?
Second.
Second by Jim. All in favor?
Aye.
Same sign. Thanks for all of you and your contributions today.